91X News.
It's 10 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Layla Nasser. A congratulation goes out to Belleville for winning the TSN Project Play Award Grand Prize. David Bowie has more.
Hundreds of Belleville residents gathered at the Empire Theater to hear the grand prize winner of TSN and Kraft Heinz Project Play be announced on Sunday. The grand prize is $250,000 to aid in upgrading a recreational facility for the community. The money will be used to support the Fields of Ability project. The project will see Parkvale Veterans Park turned into a barrier-free baseball diamond to allow children with disabilities to use the field. The chair of Field of Ability is Lisa Newman Cheshire.
I feel amazing. I feel so excited. I feel the love of the community. I feel so excited for these kids that are going to get a barrier-free ball diamond. It's just amazing.
Belleville Mayor-elect Mitch Panchuk says the city will be involved.
The city can step up and decide how we're going to help. It may be dugouts, it may be things around the field, it may be lighting, we're not sure. But I know that everyone that was elected on Monday is going to be part of the next council. We're all committed to making this reality and as soon as possible.
David Bowie, QNET News, Belleville.
The Norris Whitney Bridge will be closed this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. until tomorrow at 7 o'clock in the morning while repairs take place. Both lanes are expected to be closed due to the fixing of joints. The OPP has issued a warning after a man offered rides to kids because they missed the bus in the Alnwick-Haldimand Township yesterday morning. It was reported that a white passenger van with a black stripe was parked on Hoskin Road near several children who were waiting for their bus. Another man, who was waiting with the children, declined the offer. The suspect was described as being about 50 years old with short dark hair and a dark goatee. He was wearing glasses and a black ski jacket. Residents are being cautioned against a Canada Revenue Agency scam that defrauded three people out of a total of $15,000. People are receiving calls stating that they'll be arrested if they don't pay an apparent debt they owe. Three people in Peterborough area were recently defrauded of amounts ranging from $8,000 to $2,000. Peterborough Police Detective Keith Calderwood says, quote, "These scammers are extremely aggressive and relentless. They are targeting everyone and anyone regardless of gender or age." Calderwood encourages people to pause, think, and hang up when receiving a call about a debt from someone they don't know. There may be more support for students who request the need for service animals. That's what the Ontario government is proposing. Right now, only 39 of 72 school boards across Ontario have policies addressing the need for service animals in schools and classrooms. Minister of Education Lisa Thompson says, quote, "Families of students with special needs deserve a clear and transparent process for requesting that service animals be able to accompany their children no matter where they live." Three skiers are recovering from injuries after they were swept along by an avalanche in Banff National Park. Parks Canada spokeswoman Leslie Matheson says its visitor safety team responded to a satellite distress call around 11:30 yesterday morning.
We had a group of three skiers that were skiing on the southeast aspect of Mount Patterson, and that's just north of Bow Summit on the Icefields Parkway, or Highway 93 North. The skiers were hit by a size 2 avalanche while skiing in a steep gully and were carried about 100 meters down the gully.
None of the three was buried. Matheson says one person who suffered a minor head injury was taken by ground ambulance to Banff. U.S. President Donald Trump is expected in Pittsburgh later today to commemorate Saturday's deadly shooting spree at the Tree of Life Synagogue. As Pete Combs reports, some are saying no thanks to a visit from the president.
And at least one Tree of Life rabbi, Jeffrey Myers, has changed his mind. Myers initially said he would welcome President Trump, saying that granting the president's request was the American thing to do. But now Myers tells CNN he's changed his mind after receiving what he calls an overwhelming amount of email critical of the welcome he extended to the president.
Top dignitaries will not be on hand when Trump arrives. Some residents wanted Trump to stay away until the funerals were over. Others are accusing him of fomenting racial and ethnic hostility and say he deserves some of the blame for the bloodshed. Experts are questioning U.S. President Donald Trump's legal ability to limit a constitutional amendment on birthright citizenship without Congress consent. Trump wants to end birthright citizenship for babies born to non-citizens and immigrants not authorized to be in the U.S. Vanderbilt law professor Susanna Sherry says an 1898 Supreme Court ruling made clear who is entitled to birthright citizenship.
It gives citizenship to children who are born here, no matter how briefly or for what reason their parents are here, unless their parents are ambassadors or hostile enemies occupying the territory.
Vice President Mike Pence says potentially changing birthright citizenship is part of the Trump administration's broad look at U.S. laws that draw people into the country illegally. In a Politico interview, Pence denies that Trump's current talk about immigration is a scare tactic to rally Republican support in the midterm elections. A socially conscious ice cream company is putting out an anti-Trump flavor. Warren Levinson has the story.
Activist ice cream, Ben and Jerry's are renaming one of their flavors Pecan Resist. The founders, Ben Cohen and Jerry Greenfield, set the product unveiling for Washington, timed a week before the midterm elections. They say they're taking a stand against Trump administration policies that, in their words, attempt to roll back decades of progress on racial and gender equity, climate change, LGBTQ rights, and refugee and immigrant rights. As part of the campaign, the company is sending $25,000 each to four activist groups, including Color of Change and Honor the Earth. Warren Levinson, New York.
Three children killed by a pickup truck while boarding a school bus in Indiana have been identified.
Investigators say the school bus was traveling northbound on State Route 25 to pick up the kids who were waiting on the west side of the road. The bus's stop arm was out and emergency lights were activated. The children started to walk across the road when they were struck by the 2017 Toyota Tacoma being driven by a 24-year-old woman. Authorities say 6-year-old twin brothers Xavier and Mason Ingley and their 9-year-old sister Olivia Stahl were killed. An 11-year-old who was not related to the three was hurt, suffering broken bones. Ryan Burrell, ABC News.
That's the news. Sports is next.
Basic home insurance is great, but it's not waterproof. I'm Bruce Mackey from Mackey Insurance. If you think your homeowner's coverage protects you from all types of water damage, take a closer look. When your sump pump fails or your sewer backs up, you need sewer backup coverage. Meet with Mackey Insurance and we won't forget this little detail. We include sewer backup coverage in every applicable quote. Mackey Insurance. We'll make you waterproof. 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville. Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
In sports, the Calgary Flames will be looking for wins in back-to-back nights when they take on the Sabres in Buffalo. The Flames are coming off a 3-1 victory over Toronto last night at Scotiabank Arena. Also tonight, Montreal Canadiens host Dallas Stars, Edmonton Oilers welcome Minnesota Wild, and Ottawa Senators is at Arizona Coyotes. Calling the MLS season unacceptable, Toronto FC plans to upgrade its defense, add width, and bring in another option up front. Toronto FC management spoke with reporters today, discussing the hugely disappointing season that saw the defending champions tumble from first overall at 25-9 with a league record 69 points in 2017 to 19th with a record of 10-18-6 and just 36 points. Manning says his team's play suffered after losing via penalty shootout in the CONCACAF Champions League final in late April.
You know, I think Champions League was the focus. And then, you know, there was probably a feeling with this group that we could turn it on and MLS regular season wouldn't be an issue.
Devin McCourty returned an interception 84 yards for a touchdown, and the New England Patriots defense smothered the Buffalo Bills in a 25-6 win. Bills' coach Sean McDermott says with only 2 touchdowns in the last 5 games, the offense is still struggling.
That's clearly not good enough. I thought the defense came out and played well at times, and you know, offensively we shot ourselves in the foot a little bit there at times, and then just couldn't get it going enough.
A couple of traits to tell you about in the NFL. The Philadelphia Eagles have acquired Detroit wide receiver Golden Tate. Broncos wide receiver Demaryius Thomas was traded to the Houston Texans. Cleveland Cavaliers all-star Kevin Love could miss significant time with a foot injury that has bothered him since the preseason. Love will sit out his third straight game tonight as the winless Cavs host Atlanta. The team is also in disarray on the sidelines after firing coach Tyronn Lue in Sunday. The Cavs are still working through contract negotiations with assistant Larry Drew, who wants more security before he takes over. Canada will play its two final qualifying games for the 2019 FIFA Basketball World Cup at the Mile One Center in St. John's. Canada Basketball announced the venue in a release on Tuesday. The Canadians will face Chile on February 21st before taking on Venezuela on February 24th to conclude the Americas qualifiers. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville tonight, clear, increasing cloudiness late this evening, then 40% chance of showers overnight, low of plus 5. Tomorrow, periods of rain ending late in the afternoon, then cloudy, high of 13. At 4:11, it's 10 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Leila Nasser, QNET News, news on 91X next at 6.